This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live Sunday edition here. You may join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's not all about Black Friday here this weekend on Free Talk Live, although we have delved into some of the numbers, discovering, in case you're just tuning in, a brief recap for you. The numbers from Black Friday are, as you might have predicted, down for in-store sales, down by about 10% or $1 billion on Friday, so down from $11.6 billion last year to $10.4 billion this year. Mobile sales actually up. Online sales up with, like, I think 18% on both the total of both Thursday and Friday, to a new record of like $4.5 or $4.6 billion, with one-third of purchases being made on mobile devices. Some interesting statistics. We also looked into the issue of the morality of whether it is wrong or not to be amused by the spectacle of people fighting over just the most petty of things. Like, you know, this is just a discounted vegetable steamer, but some woman snatches it out of the hands of a small child. I mean, that was the most ridiculous video I saw. Of course, there was just the standard brawl videos as well. Two guys just duking it out in one particular video, and then just sort of a mass of people pushing and shoving and that kind of thing.
There's going to be, you know, duking it out situations. If if you push the wrong person hard enough, that person's going to turn around and give it to you good. Ultimately, when you have a, you know, big throng of people piled up the way they do at these events, I mean, and sometimes retailers try to mitigate that with lotteries and stuff like
right.
that. But you're going to have problems. I mean, you know, when people get together, clashes occur.
And then so in other news, a lot of people out of the movies this weekend. The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. I guess it opened actually last weekend to a tremendous amount of money. They've already raked in over $100 million. I had speculated aloud earlier in the show that it was the number one movie this weekend, and it looks like it is. It was certainly number one. It's opening weekend with over $100 million grossed, and then something like another $50 million came in, I think, this weekend. Big movie, and a lot of libertarians are big fans of the Mockingjay and the Hunger Games series. I did go out to see it. I can't say I'm a huge fan or anything like that. I've been entertained by the films. They're not movies that I really care to see again. I didn't really feel like there was, you know, anything there that I felt like, you know, I got to share this with my friends or anything like that, that I have to own a copy of it or something. But, you know, it was entertaining enough for me to go and see the final movie in the theaters, and I saw the first two in theaters. I skipped the part one because I didn't want to watch that and then have to wait a year to see part two. So I waited on part one, watched that on video, and then watched the part two in the theaters, which actually I think was the right choice because part one was kind of lackluster. It was a little more of like, it was more of like a political story than it was the actual conflict between the sides. For those that don't know, it's a series, I guess, for young adults generally is what it's considered, one of those young adult book series that are now so popular to be made into movies.
And everybody likes them, so why would they call them young adult?
I guess because the main actors are teenagers, essentially. Okay.
Or at least, I mean, Harry Potter was the same way.
She's probably in her 20s, but she's playing a teenager, I think. But anyway, the news here is about Donald Sutherland, who I always enjoy in movies. He's, you know, got that presence.
Who is he?
Huh?
Who is he?
Donald Sutherland? I don't know. I can't tell you who he is. He's an actor. You know, you either know who he is or you don't. If you Google his name, you will either recognize him or you won't. He plays the president in the Hunger Games movies, the bad guy.
Okay, I think I recognize him, yeah.
The main guy who is, you know, basically a genocidal nutcase who's killing people. And he has come out and spoken about the movie and what it is actually referring to, what is an allegory for. According to countercurrentnews.com, we'll get Donald Sutherland's comments on what is this movie really about? Is it related to our real lives in some way? We'll get his impressions. But first, we'll go to Bernie, listening in South Carolina in Columbia to WQXL. Hey, Bernie.
Howdy. Peace and blessings be upon all of y'all and your entire listening audience.
Gosh, thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
You were talking about ocean acidification. If I understand correctly, I ain't no scientist, but it's been explained to me that the world's oceans and large freshwater lakes absorb more of the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere than the plants do. That carbon dioxide, when it is absorbed into the ocean, creates an acid. I forget exactly what it is, but the reaction is dissolved. The same thing as when you put carbon dioxide into water and make it into soda. You've got an acidic value there. So the ocean acidification is going up, apparently, from what we understand from based on the measurements, because of the increase in the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere worldwide. That acidification is adversely affecting the coral colonies, which are the nurseries of the oceans. And we can't kill the planet, but we can sure mess up the ecosystem so much that we're going to be having Edward G. Robinson and Charlton Heston haunting us talking about Soylent Green.
Now, what do you propose to do about it? I mean, what is the solution? Mark said people should stop eating meat. Well, that's not going to happen.
I didn't claim that people should stop eating meat, Ian. I said...
You said if they did, then that would affect it.
It would be a huge difference if people stopped eating meat.
Not going to happen. What's a realistic solution?
Hold on. I suggested... Here, tell you what, Mr. and Mrs. America, have a salad once a day during the weekdays instead of eating some big greasy hamburger for lunch. That would be a huge benefit to everybody all around, right? Like, that would be a really awesome thing if people ate more salads.
Hear, hear.
What about you, Bernie, though? What's your solution?
Well, I partially agree with that. We eat too much meat in the United States and in the Western world. It's ruining our health. President Thomas Jefferson, not perfect, but he said over 200 years ago, meat should be treated as a condiment. It should be used as a flavoring and not the main course of a diet. We should be eating more vegetable-based foods, not just for the protein, but for everything else. And no, I don't mean juicing everything, because we need a lot of the cells themselves and the minerals. We shouldn't just try to distill everything down to the juice. Mm-hmm. We have got to start dealing with our waste of energy. We have got to come up with some way to burn coal without releasing as much carbon dioxide, cadmium, mercury, arsenic, and
isn't coal kind of outdated? I mean, what about other power sources like
getting a lot of your power from coal these days?
That's part of it. We are getting a lot of our power, and the other.
But what about nuclear? I mean, isn't the reason why coal is still prolific is because the government is prohibiting the creation of more nuclear power plants?
No, it's because actuaries are prohibiting it.
What does that mean?
Actuaries are the people with the insurance companies who sit down with their calculators and 3 months later come back and say, if you build this nuclear power plant, the company will be bankrupt in 40 years and our children's children will be paying the bill.
How is that when nuclear power is supposedly more efficient?
It's maybe more efficient, but here's something that most people who didn't take 3 years of chemistry between high school and college don't understand. When you have a nuclear reactor, the actual physical reactor vessel, the steel and the concrete and all that with the water and the uranium rods and you put them in the water and you know, after constant bombardment of the radiation for 30 or 40 years, the structure of all those materials wears out. That stuff stays radioactive and dangerous for thousands upon thousands of years. Every time you build a new reactor, you've got to figure out some way to store the waste from the old reactor for tens of thousands of years. It can harm DNA and genetics and cause people's grandchildren to have a foot growing out of their head. I mean, not from a Chernobyl-type accident. I'm just talking about the normal waste from deactivating a reactor and replacing it with a new one. It's dangerous. When you sink nuclear submarines with their expended reactors, the portions of the seafloor that those reactors land on become poisoned.
Well, wasn't there some news that we talked about where there's an alternative to uranium?
There are meltdown-proof reactors.
That there's an alternative to uranium that doesn't have the same problem with the after effects. Bernie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com. Where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your online shopping done. Cyber Monday right around the corner. That's tomorrow. And, of course, there's going to be more great sales, though there weren't already some great sales. Now there's more starting tomorrow. Usually Amazon has them. And if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll find links there to Amazon, Amazon Canada, UK, and Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. The same great Amazon, same great deals, same huge selection, same customer service, everything you're used to from Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark continuing here as we were discussing the Hunger Games. But real quick, it was thorium. That was what was not coming.
Oh, yeah, the thorium salts. Okay, yeah.
That was what was not coming to my mind earlier. I was thinking alternatives to uranium, and the first thing I thought it was plutonium, but I knew that wasn't what it was. So I went and I looked it up. It's thorium, which is a much more cleaner alternative, as I understand it, to uranium. And, of course,
it doesn't get nearly as sort of hot or something.
Yeah, and the after, whatever the remnants are of it are not as dangerous from what I understand. But it's also my understanding that the U.S. government is sort of in the way of that as well. And the guy on the phone said it was the actuaries who were saying, the accountants basically, saying that, that's why they can't build new nuclear facilities. But it's my understanding that there's a moratorium on nuclear facility building in the United States. Now, by no means am I an expert on this, but that's what I believe that we have learned over the years on covering this topic on the show, Mark, is that since the 1970s, basically, you can't build a new nuclear facility in the U.S. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know either, but I would say that one of the difficulties is you don't see jumps forward in technology like the thorium salt reactors that we're talking about here. That seems like it's something that can be explored. These are much smaller units. They can power large neighborhoods as opposed to huge blocks of the grid. The electrical grid in the United States is old, dilapidated, and exposed to terrorism like you wouldn't believe from what I have seen people write online. Now, I am not an expert, obviously. I'm not out there checking, but that's the claim, is that this dilapidated grid that we have is a real problem. These thorium salt reactors, that's my understanding what they're called and their full name or whatever, but you can probably find them just by looking up online those words. They can change all of this in that you become the production of power becomes much more brought down to the community level. I think that solar panels, if they could really get that technology working to the point that houses could be powered by it, the combination of solar and wind or something like that, that would really be awesome because it would be even further decentralized. But I don't think people have the commitment to power the way I do. Mm-hmm. I'd be willing to pay, whereas other people aren't.
Here's a story from investingnews.com, thorium versus uranium. It's a paragraph or a few paragraphs in a much larger piece about thorium as an alternative for nuclear energy. Thorium is an appealing alternative to uranium to many countries. It's both cheaper and more abundant than uranium, whose price is expected to rise yet more as backlash from the Fukushima disaster dies down. There are other benefits of thorium as well. During a thorium-powered nuclear reaction, most of the thorium itself is consumed, which leads to less waste, which is the big complaint from last caller, was storing the waste, most of which is rendered non-hazardous in just 30 years.
Mm.
The most dangerous nuclear waste material currently in use must be stored for 10,000 years by contrast.
That's just huge. Yeah, and they're just keeping them at these reactors. They're just leaving.
And they used to bury them in the desert out in Utah or something like that?
That's probably back when they were dropping bombs.
Furthermore, one metric ton of thorium is equal to 250 metric tons in terms of efficiency in a water reactor. So it's more efficient. Extraction of thorium will be less expensive per unit of energy than extraction of uranium as well, because it's present in higher concentrations by weight than the other metal, according to someone.
Somebody.
They cite the person's name, but we haven't talked about him before, so it doesn't matter. The source also mentions another peculiar trait of thorium. It is nearly impossible to weaponize, as it contains no fissile isotopes. That in itself has slowed uranium research, according to a 1997.
That's the biggest problem with the uranium, is this, that essentially they can be weaponized. And I saw some Harvard-style debate, or Oxford-style, some debate out there where people were, you know, they were debating two guys debating for and against nuclear power. And the most convincing part of it was the, you know, that why would you want a power source that people can weaponize?
Yeah, and this also mentions another point about thorium that I know we've talked about previously, and that is that because it is not fissile on its own, nuclear reactions can be stopped in cases of emergency. So the reactor can be built, a thorium reactor can be built to where there's like a kill switch, basically. You don't have to worry about situations in Fukushima or elsewhere that right. have continued the reaction.
The reason that this won't work is because the big companies can't make a bunch of money on it. Try to imagine getting one of these things. It's not going to be cheap. It's not going to be the cost of a car. This is going to be, you know, incredibly expensive device. Not as expensive as building a nuclear power plant or anything like that. But it won't power people the way a nuclear power plant will. From what I understand, these are smaller devices and they're meant for a community sort of size. Well, towns are too big.
Well, I don't know about that, Mark. I mean, if it's if you can have a nuclear reaction with the stuff, you could build a different size reactor, couldn't you? You could
maybe
do a larger version of this.
I suppose that's possible.
I don't think you need to think inside the box of this is only going to power a small amount of things. The question is why? What's holding it back? I bet you it's regulation. I bet you, you know, I'd be willing to put money on that it's the government holding back the development of.
It's always the government.
So our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, that allows you to join in here, bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's nuclear power or the shopping holiday, Donald Sutherland speaking out about the Hunger Games. That's where we were going to go here, and I do have a statement from apparently an interview with him about the new movie that just released last weekend, The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2. The story from countercurrentnews.com, Donald Sutherland has dropped a bombshell on the military-industrial complex. Sutherland, who plays President Snow in the blockbuster movie series Hunger Games, was recently asked what the movie was really about and held no punches with his answer, quote, "If there's any question as to what it's an allegory for, I will tell you. It's the powers that be in the United States of America. It's the profiteers. War is for profit. It's not to save the world for democracy or for king and country. No BS, he says. It's for the profit of the top 10%, and the young people who see this film must recognize that for the future. Blind faith in their leaders, as Bruce Springsteen said, will get you dead."
Mm.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to throw in your analysis of the Hunger Games series. You're certainly welcome to join us here or bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. This is Free Talk Live's live Sunday show.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our toll-free number is 855-453. Live Sunday edition, 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We give them away to you. You get as many archives as you want. They go back for years. Coming up February 18th through the 21st, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live yet again from what I believe is the 10th annual or 9th annual. 9th, I believe. 9th annual. Mostly annual, because there was one year where it didn't happen. So I think if it did happen that one year, it would be the 10th, but it's not. The Liberty Forum, which is a great convention that happens here in New Hampshire with hundreds of people attending. This year it's going to be at the Radisson. The Radisson Hotel in Manchester.
New Hampshire. It was there the last go around. This is the same place where all the presidential candidates come and, you know, they have the radio row and do their big thing.
It's the biggest hotel for events in New Hampshire. There's no bigger space that the Free State Project could acquire. So it used to be in Nashua. Manchester is a better location because it's near the airport, right? So you fly in or if you can drive up, you drive up. And then you come to the Radisson, and you spend an entire weekend. I believe February 18th is a Thursday. This event has started on Thursday, has ended on a Sunday. So this is a full weekend and beyond for people who love liberty to get together, hear from some great speakers, the list of whom I have not actually seen yet, but we know the dates for the event. Presale tickets are available now. NHLibertyForum.com is the website, and it's February 18th through the 21st.
They always do an awesome job getting speakers. I'm not too worried about it, but at this point, the list of speakers is rather sparse.
And that's why you get the discount in advance, right? So if you buy your tickets now...
$99 right now.
Is it still that cheap? Because I knew it was going to go up.
It's till like the first or something.
Okay, so you've got a very, very limited time to get the early bird discount.
They
price.
Also do another discount. They do several tiers of discounting, so if you're hearing my voice later on podcast or something, then it's still worth it to do it as soon as possible.
Right. So it's $99. That's your basic entry fee. Let's see. That gets you all day long, all the speakers, the panels, the keynote presentations, but you don't get the meals with that. So
that's all day long, several days.
That's correct. Yeah, all day.
It's totally worth doing.
For $99, yeah. But if you want to get the meals, you're looking at $359 early bird advance price. And that gets you all the sit down, you know, big round table style, 10-person table style meals, the banquet buffets.
You'll have some, you know, was probably certainly some speaker or another sitting at your table, you know, in the majority of the meals you have there when you do this. That's one of the, I think, the reason that people pay for these, the meals. If you want to do it on the cheap, the $99 ticket is totally worth it. And then eat pizza or Subway or Subs or anything
like
that.
Downtown. You're right in the heart of downtown Manchester, so it's a perfect opportunity to take a group of friends and, you know, go to a Chinese restaurant or whatever it is downtown, Italian place, et cetera.
Yeah,
lots of things to choose.
Sandwich shops you can take out and, you know.
That's actually one of the things I'm liking about the new location, you know, in Nashua. Well, it's more walkable. Nashville, you could get to some stuff, but it wasn't like the it wasn't as packed as the downtown of I don't know if the packed is the right word, but
dense.
There you go. The urban density of the downtown of Manchester. So cool event, and there's always a lot of stuff happening that is sort of off the schedule. Great parties after hours and things like that. You don't want to miss this event. NHLibertyForum.com, February 18th through the 21st, and we are going to be broadcasting live from there every single night. All 3 hours of the show, which is
that's
always,
what we do.
It's always a lot of fun to be there and, you know, get to meet some of the listeners who we've seen before and who we've never met before. So that's part of the fun. It's almost like a little Free Talk Live convention because a good chunk of the attendees are or were Free Talk Live listeners. So it's always a good time.
I think if you were, you are a listener.
Yeah, I guess what I mean by that, sometimes people move to New Hampshire and they don't listen to Free Talk Live as often as they did previous.
Yeah, why would they? They're living the life in many ways.
Yeah, we are kind of a window into the world of what things are like here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. And for those that don't know what the Free State Project is, it is a physical movement, a migration of people who love the ideas of liberty, who are coming to the same geographic area. And next year is going to be a big year for the Free State Project. Next year is the year, I mean, if all things continue as they currently are, the Free State Project is going to reach its goal of 20,000 people who have signed the pledge to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active, to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. Now, it's probably not going to happen by Liberty Forum, but next year is that big year. We're gearing up for it, so it's going to be an important year to be at this event. So we'll look forward.
It'll be a big press event.
Yep, so we'll look forward to seeing you there. Now, Mark, you said you had seen the first movie in the Hunger Games Mockingjay, or the Hunger Games series. The most recent movies were the Mockingjay Part 1 and Part 2. You just saw the movie where it's just basically a big arena fight for the entire film.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess from what I was told, the book gets more political and more kind of libertarian-esque in that particular movie's book. I have not read the books, so I can't really comment on that. There was definitely an anti-war theme in this most recent episode, the final part two of Mockingjay. There's a scene, you know, I don't want to spoil any of the movie for anyone, but I don't think this will, where Katniss, who's the head, the main character of the film, she sort of, one of her boyfriends, she's kind of like got these two male suitors, and one of them she's known for her whole life, and he's sort of making statements that are very, very callous towards killing people in war, meaning killing innocent people, like the casualties.
Collateral damage. Terminology. And if you're, you know, I was just read a speech from some colonel somewhere basically saying that there's going to be collateral damage in war and that we need to harden ourselves to it.
Yeah.
Well, there is going to be collateral damage in war. The question is what percentage is acceptable and why do you keep fighting these things if you keep on getting the same results? What benefit has war been since World War II for the people of the United States? I mean, you're talking about 7 decades of almost constant war.
Tell me what the benefit is. I mean, it impoverishes the United States.
Sure. When you blow up, when you build valuable things and you blow those valuable things up in the form of bombs and that sort of thing, it impoverishes the United States. And then when you go to other countries and you blow up their things with these things that you're blowing up at the same time, then you're essentially depleting the value of the world because we're better off because we can do business with other countries. When they're bombed into the Stone Age, then they can't do business with us anymore.
So there was definitely Katniss, the main character in the film, did speak towards sort of an anti-war sentiment, at least in one of the scenes of the film, at least certainly showing concern for the innocent victims and trying to avoid that, focusing more on the real problem, which of course is this dictator, basically the President Snow, played by Donald Sutherland. And then, let's see, later on in the film, there's, again, without giving away what transpires, it's pretty clear that people who are seeking political power, there's a would-be president. So there's the President Snow guy who everybody hates. And then there's the new president, who's played by Julianne Moore, that she would like to be the new president. She has, you know, declared herself the interim president or whatever. She's declared herself the president of the other parts of these 13 colonies. And obviously she wants to take Snow's position when he is deposed or killed or whatever. And I won't say what happens to her character, but it becomes pretty clear to Katniss that this lady is not really that much better, if that much better at all, from President Snow. She just doesn't have the power that he has yet. So
sure.
She comes off as a conniving person.
They're willing to say what it takes. Politicians are willing to say what it takes in order to get the power.
Right.
And then once they get to the power, they do what they want to do after that. I mean, you know, if you're an adult, you've seen this up to this point. And, you know, what they're trying to show in this movie is that, hey, people, wake up. This is what happens.
Unfortunately,
I think everybody knows it.
Unfortunately, it's not a libertarian opus or anything like that. I mean, they're not
attacking. That's my understanding it is.
No, they're not attacking the idea of democracy or anything like that. Ultimately,
democracy is this is what democracy is the result of.
Right. This movie supports democracy in the end, ultimately.
I see.
You know, the idea of having a free election instead of this President Snow guy. It's free talk.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published 2 novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize the dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
The new 4th edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here in the Raining Moments. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program. It makes a huge difference. $5 a month for you. Now, for us, that makes a big difference because if a bunch of people give $5 a month, it really adds up. For you, it's $5. You know, you can afford to lose $5. You've gone to fast food sometime in the last month. Cut out one fast food. Mark, you were talking about cutting out hamburgers. You cut out a hamburger and, you know, there you go. You got $5 a month for Free Talk Live.
If you met me at a local coffee shop, you'd likely be happy to buy me one of those fancy coffee drinks, right? Likely a listener of the show would feel that way.
Sure.
I mean, it happens to me all the time when I talk to listeners of the show.
We've had listeners come and do that.
Want to buy things like that. Well, thanks. That would be really awesome, except I don't drink sugary drinks like that. So go ahead and send $5 a month to the AMP program. You won't miss it. And you do it anyway.
Yeah, it makes a big difference for us when you do it because it helps us get on more radio stations. It helps us bring new listeners to the show around the globe through satellite distribution and through internet distribution as well. And we can help market, advertise, and promote the show. That's AMP, Advertise, Market, and Promote. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it now with Bitcoin as well for the first time ever. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So if you want to join us here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. I don't know. There's not really too much more to say from my perspective on the Hunger Games. I don't think it's a libertarian show. It's a sort of the message is beware of authority. I think that's a good message, generally.
Anti-authoritarian.
Definitely. Definitely. That's there. But it's certainly not beware of democracy. Democracy is held up as, you know, this preferable alternative to
fair elections, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think fair elections would be a huge step forward in this country if we had fair elections. I don't think we have fair elections or anything like them.
And by that, what do you mean?
What I mean is that ever since Ross Perot came around and scared the pants off of the two-party system in the debate, that you could no longer have a third party running. You could no longer have...
Not with any sort of attention given to them or fairness. Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
You don't get a choice anymore. Gary Johnson, who was the Libertarian Party's nominee in 2012, he got more votes than a Libertarian candidate has ever gotten.
Yeah, he set a record, over a million votes.
Set a record, and that's without being allowed in the debate. I mean, imagine in a free country... The third party candidate would be allowed to speak, but instead
you can speak over there by the dumpster.
They arrest them. I mean,
that happened in 2004.
They did. They absolutely did arrest them. Was it 2004?
It was 2004 because it was Michael Dadnarek,
yeah, right,
who was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate, and David somebody who was the Green Party. They were both at one of the debates. They had they got their tickets legitimately or whatever. They were in the debate, like in the room. They weren't in the actual debate, but they had tried to get inside the debate hall, and they were, I guess, identified and told they can't come in and thrown out for some reason. I forget what the excuse was, but
I thought they were forced to be sort of held for a little while.
I believe they were kicked out and arrested. I don't remember all the details.
It was some kind of holding of them. Yeah. I remember reading the lady who ran for the Green Party, and her name is escaping me at this time. I remember reading her account of it.
I thought it was a male at that time. I think it was a female later on for the Green Party.
It must be. Maybe I'm confusing with something else. So
your point, though, is certainly well taken.
You've got to have choices for it to be a fair election.
Yeah, and we're not going to likely see that this year because the Republicans and Democrats have, since, as you mentioned, since Ross Perot, they took over the debates. It used to be the League of Women Voters, if I'm recalling correctly, and ever since 1992, it became the Presidential Debate Commission, which is staffed by the Republicans and Democrats, and they set all the rules, everything from the temperature of the debate hall to the rules about the questions, and, you know, everything is all laid out in advance. It's very sculpted and scripted and very controlled. So they certainly don't – not only do they not want anyone else up on the stage bringing unusual ideas to the forefront like a libertarian would to give people something to really think about, but they also want to make sure they control the questions. They don't want any one of you regulars getting in there and asking some sort of stinging question to the candidates that might embarrass them or put them on the spot. So they make sure to control the questions, control the debate. And they got it locked down, man. Basically, I think the rule is 15%. I believe that the current rule, and please correct me if I'm wrong.
You've got to get 15% of the
poll
in order to be in the election. And that's, obviously, third parties are never going to be able to reach 15% until they're able to participate
in a debate.
In the debate.
Hear their ideas.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. At this point, we just have... Crapsicle A debating Crapsicle B. Really? We can't have two or three more? Like, you can't have five people on the stage debating these issues?
Clearly you can. They have, 20 people in the Republican debate or whatever? It seems like that many. There's so many of them. I don't even know who they all are.
Yeah, I think that's too many on the stage, but four or five on the stage is just fine.
Well, they've been doing third-party debates for years.
How about one of these where we have a third and fourth party in the debate? So minor parties in the debate. Mm-hmm. How about one of them?
Just one instead of all of them?
Yeah, instead of every one of these debates over and over again being these candidates, these two same candidates, then...
I bet you they wouldn't show up. Yeah. I mean, I bet you, even if like CNN or some big organization threw a debate and invited everyone to it, every presidential candidate who's qualified on enough ballots to theoretically win, that should, in my opinion, be the bar, right? Because if you're only qualified on, California's ballot, California's a big state, but if you win California, you ain't going to win. So you've got to have, like, 35. There's a certain number of states that you need to be able to carry, in theory, to actually win the election. That should be the bar that it's set at. Anyone who can, because it's a lot of work to get to that. I mean, it, for the Libertarian Party, the Greens, or anybody to even hit 30 or 35, and usually they'll get to 40, 45, maybe even sometimes 50 states to qualify, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, spent on those campaign efforts to just simply qualify onto the ballot, let alone the actual campaign budget of advertising and, you know, promoting the campaign. Most of the work that's being done in these third parties is just to simply get the name on the ballot. I mean, these guys are exhausted after they've gone through just that process of hiring petitioners and getting hundreds of thousands of signatures and, you know, going and submitting them to the Secretary of State and then having half of them disqualified because they didn't have all the information correct, or so-and-so isn't actually a registered voter, or right. You didn't dot your I's and cross your T's.
Every step of the way is like the two parties, they rob us of our taxpaying dollars for these primaries. There's no reason in the world why a taxpayer should be paying for these primary elections that go on in their towns and counties. You know, that's tax money that's putting that these primary elections yep. on. They rob you of that, and then they tell the minor parties they can't play. No playing for you. We steal the money mm-hmm. and we steal the show and screw you and all your. I mean, like, that's what it is. It's a big middle finger to the American people over and over again.
And everyone knows it's unfair. I mean, when you bring this up to people, they really, you have to be the most partisan, ridiculous, biased person to not say, yeah, that's not fair. I mean, look, I may not – the person who you'd be asking, the man on the streets, if you will, who you'd be asking about, hey, shouldn't these third parties have a shot at, you know, being up on the stage? I think most people who are sane and somewhat fair-minded would say, yeah, they absolutely should have a shot. Anybody who says no, it should just be the Republicans and Democrats, I think those people are in the minority. Those people are the most politically partisan, ridiculous people. Obviously, the third party should have a shot at it, but – apparently it's not, you know, it's not in the cards, and I don't know if it'll ever happen. I mean, what could possibly make it happen? Maybe some sort of celebrity candidate. If the Libertarians could find a Jesse Ventura or something like that, because you could also argue that Ventura wouldn't have qualified. I forget. He ended up in a debate in Minnesota, and by the way, Ventura's not a Libertarian, but he sounded more Libertarian than the Republicans and Democrats did in Minnesota at the time when he ended up getting elected.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they let him into a debate, and I don't remember what that was. Maybe he was polling a certain number because of his name recognition, because he's Jesse Ventura. They let him into the debate, and it was after the debate that his poll numbers really went up, if I'm recalling correctly. That was when he really shot up into to become a serious contender for that seat, and he ultimately won it. And so, of course, that's another example of why they don't want to let that happen, right? Look what happened with Ventura. It happened with Perot to some extent. He didn't end up getting elected because there was some other issues. But with Ventura, that's a perfect example of a little bit of attention from the press with somebody with some different ideas can really, I think, stick with folks. And they obviously don't want that. So we'll see you tomorrow night online between now and then. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com, website redesigned. If you support Free Talk Live, please amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com. In the meantime.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer.
you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.